Time now to turn our attention to the international newspapers. Leo McGuinn has been scouring them for us. And Leo, we're going to start with articles about this new summit of European leaders to be held here in Paris later today.
Yeah, Politico reporting that a second emergency summit is likely to take place here in Paris this afternoon. In addition to Monday's attendees, 9 extra EU countries, as well as Canada and Norway, both NATO allies, will be present at the talks. Ukraine has been dominating the front pages here in Europe for the last week or so, and that certainly doesn't change today here in France. Le Monde tell us that it's a divided Europe this morning, and in the UK, it's all over the front pages. This is The Times, where they really concentrate on the issue of troops on the ground. The Times report that Britain is prepared to send Typhoon fighter jets to police the skies over Ukraine, which would be easier for Britain than sending thousands of troops for a peacekeeping force. But according to The Independent, Russia simply won't let that happen. They have this quote from Vladimir Putin on the front page. I won't allow Starmer's plans for troops in Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, has also said that Moscow would not accept the deployment of to Ukraine of NATO troops as part of any deal. The Telegraph report that Zelensky could fall as a price of peace. That comes after Donald Trump demanded that Ukrainian president holds elections, which could see him lose his seat. That proposal has led to concerns that Russia would use the ballot to oust Zelensky and install a pro-Putin candidate. I'll finish with Ukraine's biggest English language newspaper, the Kyiv Post. They asked the question, has the US betrayed Ukraine? While the US initially encouraged Ukraine to resist, its long-term commitments now is in question. If Washington forces Ukraine into a settlement that benefits Russia while demanding economic repayment, then according to this piece, Ukraine has been sold down the river.
Okay, well, let's move from Ukraine to Sudan. A war there approaching the 2-year mark now, Leo. Very violent days just happening, hundreds of people killed again, and now talk of a breakaway government being formed.
As you can see in the New York Times, Sudanese paramilitaries have announced plans for a breakaway government. The Rapid Support Forces hosted a lavish event in Nairobi in Kenya yesterday. Speakers hailed the RSF as a pro-democracy movement, but reports from Sudan spoke of fresh atrocities committed by the group, and only last month they were formally accused of genocide by the United States. The situation in Sudan, of course, extremely volatile, made worse by Trump's foreign aid freeze, and whether the RSF plan to create its own government can succeed is uncertain. Sudan has a long history of fragile peace deals that quickly collapse, then return to war. I'll bring you some Sudanese press. This is the Sudan Tribune, and they're warning against fragmentation in the country. This piece notes that any sane person must realise the great danger inherent in the existence of two authorities within one country. They say that Sudan is sliding rapidly towards the abyss of division. The only salvation lies in quickly stopping the war by returning to the negotiating table as soon as possible. And it's clear that a decisive victory by either side is impossible, they say.
OK, moving on, and apparently there's a better chance than ever that an asteroid, and a sizable one, is going to hit Earth.
Well, the New York Times posed the question, will said asteroid actually strike Earth? Well, the chances, as you say, Eve, are higher than ever, 3.2%, according to NASA. Astronomers say that the asteroid called 2024 YR4 has become the most likely sizable space rock ever forecast to impact planet Earth. It's between 130 and 300 feet long and expected to make a very close pass to the Earth in 2032. It would hit at 17 kilometres per second. That's 61,000 kilometres per hour. An impact would be equivalent to around 8 million tonnes of TNT, or 500 times the power of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Forbes go into details of what could be done to try and avoid disaster if we get to that stage. Well, sending a spacecraft to deflect it could actually make matters worse, they say, because if it's a rubble-type asteroid, impact would make it start falling apart, and then instead of having a single rock, you could then have multiple smaller rocks raining down on Earth, an extremely unpredictable situation. If it were to hit, the risk corridor would be fairly wide. I'll try and show you this video showing just exactly the line of impact, the possible impact area. Some big cities along that line, namely Bogota, Lagos and Mumbai. The good news is that wire 4 isn't big enough to decimate an entire country, but it could demolish an entire city with a direct hit. So we'll have to keep our fingers crossed.
Everybody's definition of good news, Leo. To finish, you've picked up on an article that suggests that men may be more romantic than women.
Well, this is according to The Guardian this morning. New research suggesting that heterosexual men are far more given to shows of emotion and earlier and in a relationship than women. Study carried out by a university in Berlin and concluded that men are also far more likely to say I love you before women. Also, when it comes to breakups, men a lot less likely to initiate them. About 65% of relationship breakups initiated by women. Men also a lot more likely to take breakups. Worse, I could have told you that already. The study found that men also tend to benefit more from being involved in relationships when it comes to mental health and life expectancy. For instance, one previous paper reported that men's risk of an early death increased by 27% following the death of a spouse, whereas for women, it's only 15%. I'll give you a few insights from previous researchers to finish. A study of 100,000 American adults found that 48% of men, but only 28% of women, reported falling in love at first sight, and men tend to think about saying I love you about 42 days earlier than women.
Interesting. Okay, Lee McGuinn, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers.